It's been an awesome summer. We're nearing the end of summer, but I want to hear from you guys. What are some fun things you did this summer? Just shout it out. What are some fun things you did? Slept? Okay, good. What? I asked what fun stuff you did this summer. You went to the Holy Land, okay? What'd you do fun this summer? Chicago?
Ooh, nice. The Windy City.
Desperation? Awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else? What'd you do fun? Ilitch's?
Sweet.
Country Fair?
Larimer County Fair.
Larimer County Fair. Awesome. What'd you do? You don't know? It worked? That's fun. What'd you do? Drove to San Francisco. Ooh, I've got a story about a driving trip.
I did over 16 shows with my band.
Holy smokes. Did some shows with his band. Incredible. Anybody else? And you won.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, you won a comp. That's huge. What'd you do, Justin? Work. And anybody play Pokemon Go?
Woo!
Cool. So I had a really fun summer, too. I got to go to Israel. Desperation Conference, that was super fun. My family and I, we got to take our first ever road trip with all of us, just the five of us. So the three boys, me and Ariel. It's our first time ever doing a road trip. It wasn't all that long. We drove to Arizona, all right? And it was a great trip. The boys did a pretty decent job going down there. But how many of you know that road trips can be kind of tricky? Anybody ever taken a long road trip with your family? Have you ever taken one with a four-year-old, three-year-old, and five-month-old? Anybody ever done that? Okay. So we took this road trip with all the little kids. They did good, but on the way back, things got a little dicey, and I want to show you this little video. So we hit a low point. We hit a low point on the way back. We were probably in New Mexico, and we hit a low point, and we kind of just gave up. And so I just turned on my cell phone and said, I'm just going to capture this on video. So I want to show you guys the low point of our trip really quick, all right? Take a look at this. And that is the road trip for you. So if you didn't pick up what was happening, Levi had Ariel's nursing cloth. He was wearing it as a scarf and singing. Judah hated that. He was so mad at him. And then he took Judah's cup. And so Judah's screaming for his cup. And Levi's an ornery little booger. And he was taking Asher's pacifier and hiding it. Or he was throwing it on the floor accidentally and then just singing about it. And so we're like, Judah, give him the pacifier, because Judah's old enough to do that, and Judah doesn't know. It was hysterical. So I just thought I'd catch that. And Ariel was driving, trying to stay sane. So it's been a fun summer, but I've got some cold hard facts for you guys, and I'm sorry to say this. School's starting up next week. For most of you, school's starting up. I hate to break it to you. I remember the first days of school. When I was in middle school and high school, I remember those, you know, getting ready and getting set up for the first day of school. I don't know about you, but I had two emotions. I had nervousness and I had excitement. I was nervous for various reasons, which I will tell you why. I was excited because, hey, I get to go back and see people again. I get to go back to structure. But I was nervous for a lot of reasons. I was nervous because, you know, you go into your next year and you're like, well, will people like me? Will people like me? Will I have the same friends? Will I be accepted again? You know, you'd go into a new year and you'd think, you know, are the clothes, we'd always go clothes shopping. I don't know if you do that, but I would always go clothes shopping and try to get the coolest new clothes. And I would come on that first day with the brand new pants, shoes, and shirt. I didn't want to be too obvious, but I wanted to look kind of good, right? Will I look good? I don't know. So these are all things that made me nervous, all right? My grades, I was thinking to myself, I didn't know what classes were going to be like. I wanted to get good grades. So I was, there was some nervousness. Maybe you've experienced these same things. Nervous about a lot of things. I could go on and on. But the one thing that really made me nervous, which I won't go too deep in detail to in about, was like the girls. I was thinking, okay, what girls are going to like me? Or what girl am I going to go after? Or I was thinking, hey, there was this girl last year named Arielle, and I asked her to homecoming, and she said no. So coming into this year, should I ask her again? Or should I, like, what should I do? I'm kind of, you know, I don't quite know what to do. That never happened, actually. No, it did. Actually, it did happen. She's in the back. She's just, you know, whatever. She's hiding. She's embarrassed. First days of school. So we're in the last week of summer. You look ahead, you look to next week if you're at any kind of planner. Maybe you're not a planner, maybe you're just a free spirit and you don't have any clue that school's coming and Friday will come and you'll be like, oh, I'm going to school today. Yippee. Maybe you're a planner like me and you know like exactly like what you're going to do, exactly what time you're going to get up. You've got all your binders like already bought. You've got your paper already in them. You've got your books wrapped. I don't know what. Whatever you are, you're ready. But I want to caution you about something when it comes to this being last week of summer, next week being school. I want to caution you about something, and it's this. What can happen is when we go into school, when we look into the school year, when we know that classes are going to start, sometimes we can forget about all the great things that happened in the summertime. Sometimes we can forget about all the great things that God did in our lives in the summer. And here's what I was thinking. I was thinking just about us here at FSM. I was thinking about some of you guys, and I was thinking about how many great experiences that you've had and that we've had together when it comes to God, when it comes to growing spiritually. I thought of just a few. Those of you who are on internationals, okay? Those of you who are on the internationals, you got a chance to go to the land of Israel. You got to be there for almost 3 weeks. You got to serve. You got to, you know, serve the Jewish people. You got to travel all around the land. You got to see where the Bible things happened in the Bible. You got to see the Bible literally come to life. Those were incredible experiences that I'm sure that God spoke to you in huge ways. Those of you who went on the FSM Israel tour, you got to travel around the land of Israel as well. You got to see where Jesus walked. You got to open your Bible and we got to say, wow, that story, that happened right here on this rock. I mean, it was incredible. We learned all kinds of things. We got to experience things. We got to stay in houses with people. You got to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Some of you in this room went to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. And you got to step out of your comfort zone in a huge way. And you got to do dramas on the street and basically evangelize to people who you didn't speak the language, but you were trying to share Jesus with them, and it was hard, and it wasn't like an easy trip. You had to labor, and you had to work, but God taught you incredible things during that time. We went to Desperation Conference. Desperation. We learned so much about prayer. We learned so much about worship. We were challenged, and I know some of you, like specifically, God spoke different things to you and almost maybe gave you like a new vision for your life, which is fantastic. And then here in FSM, we had the ultimate summer challenge that we kept referring back to, where we were challenging ourselves to turn up the temperature of prayer in our life. We were challenged to set scripture before us every week. We were challenged to like get a person on our mind that we wanted to pray for and seek out. And so God's done all these great things and he's grown us in all these different ways. And the word I think for us is this, is that what happens in the summer, it can't stay in the summer. What happens in summer can't stay in the summer. On the FSM Israel tour, our very first stop was at this vineyard that was dedicated to a lady in our church who died of cancer. And this vineyard is a pretty cool place. It's in one of our adopted cities named Ariel. And we stopped in Ariel, and as we were talking about the vineyard, one of the things that we talked about with this was this idea of roots. And this concept of roots is so important. We were looking at these vines, and I basically, you know, explained this to the students, that when you plant a vine, you take a seed and you plant the vine, you're hoping that fruit comes. Because if a vine doesn't have fruit, it's kind of worthless, because you want the grapes because you want to make drinks or wine or whatever. But the first step when you plant a seed is not fruit. The first step is roots. And when you plant that seed and you water it and soil, the roots go deep and the roots go down and the roots go far and the roots grow and they grow and they grow. And it might take years for you to get some fruit out of that vine. It might take a long, long time, but it's the strength of the roots that give you the greatness of the fruit. And we talked about this. We talked about how, in kind of a metaphorical way, us as middle schoolers, us as high schoolers, that at the point in our life that we're at right now, we're in the phase of life where we're growing roots. Like, you are growing roots right now. Maybe your life has some fruit, but maybe it just has a little bit of fruit, and that's okay, because right now is a time that your roots are being grown. Your roots are going down deep. You're learning, you're growing. God's showing you different things. He's shaping your life. He's challenging you in all different kinds of ways. And so what happened to us this summer is that your roots grew. God was attending to the roots of your life through all these different experiences. And he was saying, I want that root to grow. And so I'm going to give you this experience. Hey, I want this root to be strengthened. So I'm going to take you here. I'm going to give you this challenge. I'm going to have you step out of your comfort zone. And this root is going to grow even deeper and stronger. I've been going through the book of Colossians, and in a couple weeks, we're going to start more of an expository series. We're going to go through the whole book of Colossians. It's going to be really fun. And Paul talks about this very concept in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. He's writing to the Colossians, and he says this, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up and established in the faith, just like you were taught." Paul uses this imagery of roots to illustrate to the Colossians that roots, in a metaphorical way, are very much a part of our spiritual life, and that as we grow, we need to become rooted in the things of God. You think about a big tree. I want you to think about a tree. Maybe you've got a big one in your yard. Maybe there's a big tree that you drive by every day and you're like, that tree's cool. I don't know. But I want you to think of a big tree. Trees are big. Trees grow large and trees grow healthy because they have strong roots. Trees grow fruit because they have strong roots. And I want you to consider for a moment just that metaphor about your life being like a root system. And like I said, all the things you've experienced this year have grown your roots. But here's the thing, when it comes to roots, is that roots, just as they can grow strong and they can cause a tree to grow, roots can also become damaged. Roots can also dry up, and roots can become useless. And what happens is this, is when a root starts to die or when a root stops growing, the tree stops growing. And when the roots start to dry up and when the roots don't do what they're supposed to do, the tree is not nourished. And what happens is you have a tree that is dead. And sometimes you can have a tree that looks like it's alive, but it's actually dead. In my backyard, we have this tree. And when we first bought the house, it was this cool-looking tree. And it looked like a weeping willow, and it had these branches that kind of faded off like this. And it gave us a lot of shade on our porch. It was really, really cool. We loved the tree. But after a while, I started to notice this tree has no leaves. It has, like, nothing. It doesn't have any flowers on it. It just kind of sits there. And so I went over to one of the branches, and I broke it off. And it broke off in a way that I'd never had a branch break off before. And I realized this tree is totally dead. And these branches were pretty thick, and I was able to literally take my hand and break them off. This tree was dead. The root system had totally died, and this tree was standing there, and it was dead. So I broke off all the branches, and now it's literally just this stump in our yard. And do you know what our boys do with that stump? No, they don't jump on it. Take a guess. What do the boys do with the stump? They don't kick it. No, but it's a good guess. The boys pee on the stump. That's the tree that where you go in and urinate, and it's so cute because we've got a backyard with fences. We don't face anybody, so sometimes we're outside and they've got to go potty, and I'm like, I'm not going to bring you inside. Just go potty. So they go over there and bloop, potty all over the tree. It's a dead tree. It's a dead stump, and they potty all over it. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is this, you guys. The moral of the story is this. As a metaphor for your spiritual life, if you let your roots dry, if you let your roots not grow, then all you're useful for is to get peed on. Okay, What I'm really saying is this, is that the roots you've developed this summer, they can't stay in the summer. The roots you've developed, the things you've learned, they can't stay in the summer. They've got to come with you into this school year. You've got about a week to think about it. You've got a week to plan for this. Everything you've learned, you've got to bring it with you into this new school year that you're coming into. What happens in summer can't stay in summer. So I have a challenge for you tonight. It's a simple challenge. As you're going back to school, as you're you know, thinking about this year, and hopefully you're thinking about it. And it's this, is that my hope is that you have a bigger vision for your school year than maybe when you came in today. That you came in today and as you leave tonight, that you have a bigger vision for what your school year could look like. Now, I wish somebody had challenged me to have a bigger vision for my school year. I really wish they did. You know, for me, I'll be honest with you. When I would go back to school, the only thing I had on my mind was really nothing. Like getting through classes maybe, looking cool, surviving. Like I didn't have a great vision for my class or my school. My focus was completely on myself. And my challenge for you tonight is this. I wish this for myself. And so I wanna speak it into you and I wanna challenge you with this. This idea of this, how can you go into your school year thinking about how you can make a difference in the lives of the students you're going to be around? What would it look like if you walked into this school year and instead of thinking mostly about yourself, like I certainly did when I was going back to school, what if you walked in with a different mindset and you said, you know what, going back to school this year, I'm going to focus less on myself. I'm going to focus, God, I want you to use me to impact my peers. I want you to use me to impact my school in a greater way. I want my life to count this year, not just for grades or anything else. I want my life to count that I can be a blessing for you. I can be a representative of you in my school. What would it look like? I'm going to ask you this. What would it look like? I want you to imagine this. If, as you've been challenged this summer in the area of prayer, we've talked about prayer a lot. If you were at Desperation Conference, you learned about prayer a lot. And if you took the challenge, hopefully the temperature of your prayer life's turned up even just a little bit. But what if you took what you learned in summer when it comes to prayer and you walked into your school year and you made it your goal and you said, every time I walk into my school, every time I open the doors, that I'm going to speak a blessing over my school. I'm just going to pray, God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be in this building today. God, I pray that as I'm walking these halls that you would reveal to me and show me if there's people that need to be prayed for. That you would show me the needs that are happening, the needs that my peers have. What would that look like? What would it look like if one of your goals this year as you go into school was this, is that you rose up and were so courageous that you would go out and recruit a few other Christians and say, hey, I want to, let's get together and let's just pray for our school once a month or once every 2 weeks or once a week. Like, let's just pray for our school. Let's pray for God to work in students' hearts. Let's pray for evil to be kept at bay. Let's pray against suicide. Let's pray that our school would be a place where nobody drops out. Let's pray that the things that are evil wouldn't come upon the people of this school. What would that look like? If you walked into your school year with that as your hope, that with that as your vision. What if one of your goals this year would be that when you walked into the school that you would do whatever it took to make sure that you demonstrated the love of Jesus every single day to those around you? What if every month you said, you know what, I'm gonna make food for the teachers and I'm just gonna bring them food and I'm just gonna bless them? What if you said, hey, like I'm gonna write teachers a note that just says thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate you, and you gave those to teachers. What would that look like? What would it look like if you saw a student who you know is lonely, who you know is an outcast, and you decided, you know what, I'm going to buy lunch for that person, like one time a month. I'm just going to buy lunch for that person, or I'm going to bring coffee to somebody every week. If you were at Desperation and you remember the play or the drama that they did regarding the vow, and you remember that one boy, I was so impressed. I was just so like moved by what he did. There was this boy who wanted to bless his high school. He wanted to share Jesus so much that he would buy donuts. And he would just show up at the school and he would just start giving donuts out to people and just to show God's love. What if that was you? Like, what if that was you? If you said, I'm gonna demonstrate Jesus' love and I'm just going to buy donuts and just give them to people and just say, hey, like, I love you. I just want to bless you today. What would that look like? See, I believe that many of you had incredible encounters with God this summer. And what a shame it would be if those things that happened in the summer didn't translate into the school year. And so often it does. So often we, you know, what happened in summer, man, summer was great, boom, we move on to school. And nothing transfers over. So I want to challenge you tonight to have a greater vision for your school year. I want to challenge you to have a vision that's beyond just getting good grades or winning a championship or just having fun. I mean, those things are valuable. You should have you should have goals for your grades, and you should have goals for your sports and goals for your other activities. But you should also have goals for how you can be a blessing and represent Christ in your school, whether that's through prayer, whether that's through serving. You know, we're a student ministry that our desire is to develop students who have a passion for God, who connect with other Christians, who are on mission to serve others, and who have a great, great vision for their life. I want to remind you of something. If you're in this room and you're a Christian, if you're in this room and you are a Christian, then your school is a mission. Your school is part of your mission, you guys. Whether it's a public school or a private school, or if it's a co-op that you get together with, or if it's a charter school, it doesn't really matter. I want you to get the vision that the school that you're at, there is a bigger purpose for you than just coming to school, taking a test, listening to a teacher, taking notes, and going home. There's such a bigger vision for you guys. There's such a bigger vision for your purpose for being there. Such a bigger purpose. So I challenge you, as you're thinking about school, it's coming next year. Have a bigger vision. Have a bigger vision. What are you going to do to represent Christ this year? What are you going to do? This challenge is for all of us. What are you going to do? You're going to pray? You're going to serve? How are you going to represent Christ? That's my first package. That's the first package, is have a vision for your school year. Second thing I want to challenge you with is this, is your roots that you've grown this summer. The roots that you've grown. What I don't want to happen for you is this, is that the roots that you've grown, the strength that you've developed, what we don't want to happen is that you go into the school year and all of a sudden things stop growing, your roots stop growing. And I'll tell you this, you guys, as I've seen it over the years, for many students, their roots stop growing in the school year because homework gets in the way and sports gets in the way and socializing gets in the way, and pretty soon everything that you've gained, you lose. We can't become that way, guys. We can't do that. We can't let the school year cause our roots to dry up. We can't dry up and die. Busy cannot become an excuse for dry roots. Let me say that again. Busy cannot become an excuse for dry roots. If you're too busy that your roots are drying up, you've got to get some stuff off your plate. There's no excuse. You just can't do it. So I want to challenge you in two areas tonight, and it's this. I want to challenge you when it comes to your roots, that there's two things practically that I think you can do and you can dedicate yourself to even tonight and start to work it through in your mind that will help you. And the first one is this, is that you dedicate yourself, that you're going to faithfully attend FSM on Wednesday nights. Now, I understand that sometimes that can be very tricky with homework. It can be tricky with sports. It totally can. But if you don't set your mind on it ahead of time and say, you know what, I'm going to make a commitment and I'm going to do everything I can to come to FSM so that my roots are strengthened, so that I grow, so that I'm filled up, so that my torch can stay burning hot. If you don't make that commitment, then anything and everything will get in the way. Anything and everything will distract you. So you got to set your mind to it now and say, man, I'm going to dedicate myself. And you know, come hurricane or tornado or whatever, I'm going to be there unless I just absolutely can't. I challenge you with that. I challenge you to make coming here a priority for you. And the second thing I challenge you with is this, is that you get connected with other Christians, that you get connected in a small group. Tony's going to come up in just a couple minutes, and he's going to share about small groups this year. We are so excited for small groups. I think you're going to be really excited too when you hear who our leaders are and what these groups are going to be about. So you faithfully attend, you commit and you connect with other Christians, your roots are going to grow. Your roots aren't going to die. They're going to keep growing. Before I transition to Tony, I just want to share with some of you here tonight who might be here and that you're hearing me talk about roots and growth and it kind of doesn't make sense to you. Maybe you haven't been around this summer. You haven't gone through some of these things. Maybe you didn't have those experiences that I mentioned. And maybe you're unsure of what I'm talking about. And I just want to remind you this, is that when it comes to roots, maybe you're thinking, roots? I don't even know what that is. You know, roots start simply with a relationship with Christ. That's where roots start. And maybe you're here and a relationship with Christ or Jesus is not something that you've had before. It's not something that you've started. I want to challenge you with this, is that now is a great time to start a relationship with Christ as you go into your year of school. I guarantee you, your year will not be the same. Your school year will be so much better with him walking alongside of you, being in relationship with him. The Bible tells us that when it comes to a relationship with God, that we've all had sin in our life, and our sin separates us from God, and that there's nothing good that we can do. There's no, you know, like good deeds we can do or anything to earn our way back. But that's why God sent his son Jesus to die in our place for our sins. And when we put our faith in Christ, when we invite him to be our Savior, when we invite him to take control of our life, and when we confess and say, Jesus, forgive me for my sin, then we start a relationship with Christ. We have a relationship with God again. And when we have a relationship with Christ, that's the first little sprout of a root. Your relationship with God is the first thing that gives you that little root for your spiritual life. And it's a little thing, you know, it's just kind of little. And so it's got to grow. It's got to have time. It's got to grow over time. So before we move on, I just want to have you close your eyes really quick and just kind of get in a contemplative mode. And if you're here tonight and you've never started a relationship with Christ, then I'm just going to pray, and I just want you to agree with me in this prayer. You can do it in your mind. You can, you know, whisper it out loud. It doesn't matter. But all I want you to say is this. You just say, Jesus, I believe that you died for me. Jesus, I know that I have sinned, and I ask you to forgive me for my sins. And then you say this, Jesus, come into my life. I want you to lead my every step. And then say, Jesus, I want to start a relationship with you today. That's all you got to say. And if you pray that, you guys, then if that was you that prayed that, then you started a relationship with him. You've got a little tiny root that started. Your spiritual life's a little root, and it needs growth, and it needs time. And that's okay. That'll come. But if you prayed that, you've started a relationship with Christ, and I'd encourage you to come back here. And if you did pray that, please come let me know, or let Tony know, or let one of our leaders know, because we want to walk with you. We want to show you how you can grow some strong roots, and you can do that right here in FSM. So, you guys, it's going to be an awesome summer. It was an awesome summer. It's going to be an awesome school year. I really believe it. It's going to be so, so great. But you got to remember this, you guys. What happened in the summer can't stay in the summer. So let's take all those things that God did for us this summer, and let's bring them into the school year. I want you to be challenged with that. Before I bring Tony up, I want you to take a look at this video. It will explain what Tony's going to be talking about. Check this out.
I Have Feelings by Yana Hunter, illustrated by Sue Porter. Waking up is my favorite time. Sometimes I feel a laugh inside of me, and then it pops out of my mouth. I'm feeling happy. Uh-oh. Someone's not happy now. My baby sister's full of tears. She needs to cry them out. My baby sister's feeling sad. Do you want to watch me put on my socks? I asked my baby sister. Look, I can put on my own socks. I can button my own buttons all by myself too. I'm feeling proud. Now that I'm all dressed, we can go to the park. Hurry up, Mom! Hurry up! I'm feeling speedy fast inside. I can't stop jumping. I'm so excited. But the excited feeling goes away when my baby sister gets to the big swing first. Who does she think she is? Wanting and waiting are taking away all of my excited feelings. Now I'm feeling jealous. It's hard to share sometimes. Anyway, my baby sister is too little for that swing, so I have to help her. Helping her makes me like myself. I'm feeling kind. It's time to go home now, says Mom. I have a shout inside of me. I have to open my mouth and let that shout out. No, I don't want to! I don't want to! I'm feeling very angry. Letting out the shout helps the anger go away. So when we go home, I feel better. I can feel a cuddle coming down my arms. I snuggle up and give it to my dad. I'm feeling love. And Dad feels it right back. Everybody has feelings. Moms, dads, children too. And yes, Even babysitters do. We all have feelings. Even me and you. So how are you guys all feeling? Bobby, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really fulfilled.
Thank you, Bobby. Devin, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling motivated.
What a sweetheart, Devin. Ian, it's your first time here. Why don't you go ahead and tell us how you're feeling?
I'm feeling upset because the basketball small group filled up so quickly, so I'm stuck in this one.
Oh.
Hilarious, am I right? All right, so could I get, if you are a small group leader, would you please come on up front? That would be so terrific real fast. And while they're coming up, I'm going to explain to you guys what's happening. If you're in high school, we're almost done, guys. We're almost done. If you're in high school this year, we are switching up the way we're doing small groups. We are having it be a sign-up based on a different night of the week, and each night of the week is just a little, each small group is a little bit different. So you'll see all of these lovely faces up here all have a different small group that they would like to tell you about. So pay attention, and right afterwards we'll have a chance to sign up this week. If you don't know if it will work for you, you can sign up next week, but you don't want to be like Ian. All right, guys? Don't be like Ian. If you learned anything from tonight, don't be like Ian. All right, so I'm going to just start it down the line. Each leader is going to say their name. You can only sign up for one small group in case I didn't say that. You're going to say your name, what your small group is, when you're doing it, and then pass it down the line. Any other anecdotes you'd like to add?
Cool. All right. My name's Zane. We're going to be having our small group on Monday nights at 5:30. It'll be co-led. Me and Tony are going to be doing it. Tony and I. Thank you, Tony. It's going to be a cap of 15 students, which is bigger than most of them just because of the fact that it's two leaders. We're going to be doing a Pokemon Go small group. So we're going to meet Mondays at 5:30. We're going to do the whole PDA thing, which is important. And so we all remember that. And prayer, and lots of PDA. Got it. Yeah, so 5:30, Mondays, Pokemon Go.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm Gino. All right, my small group is going to be based around music. Music has been important to me. It's influenced my life. So we're going to spend a lot of time in prayer, discussion. We're going to talk about a lot of music, what the music means to us, what it speaks to us. Is there any under oath? If there's any Bible references. So my time is to be determined. Just kind of just seeing, yeah, I'll know next week. But yeah, so my small group's based around music.
That's awesome. My name is Arielle. I was going to see what, so we're doing something really fun. We're going to meet on Sunday mornings at 9:00 out here at the FSM Cafe, and it's only for girls. So sorry guys, you don't get to join in this awesome thing. Because we are going to be drinking coffee, which is good. We're going to be talking. Oh, we're going to be drinking good coffee. We're going to be talking, which is awesome, having great conversation. And then we're also going to be coloring some of those really sweet adult coloring books, you know, like with the designs and like, you know, yeah, they're really cool. And so that's what it's going to be. It's going to be really fun. And so just wanted to just disclaimer for these two lovely ladies. If you don't know them, they're awesome. So girls, like, I know a lot of you, but if you want to kind of do something different, these two women are phenomenal, and I would love for you guys to get plugged in on with them.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and
My small group's going to be meeting on Tuesdays at 6:30 at Starbucks over here on 64th and Ward, and it's just going to be focused on conversation and getting to know each other and building relationships.
Here's the thing, girls. I feel like we are cool enough that we can actually have a conversation and talk without needing a whole activity. So, if you see a little theme happening here, sorry, I love you guys too. My name's Kristen, by the way. If you see a little theme, it's because there's this thing about girls that's like, let us sit and talk and maybe get a pedicure every once in a while, maybe do a little coloring book, but really we can be pretty low-key and have a fantastic time. So if you feel like there's a theme going on, there is, because we were all girls once and we all kind of agreed. We all are still girls, I guess. No gender changing happening around here. Anyway, so Monday night at 7, I know a few of you. I'm excited to get to know more of you, and that is all I have to say.
Okay, my name is Zach, and you can probably guess what we're going to be doing. All right, if you are a...
I can't remember. Just you.
My group is co-ed, okay? And if you want to get in shape over the next 8 weeks, if that's important to you, then we're going to... And if you're, like, actually a man or a real woman, then Wednesdays... 7:30 a.m. I know it's a.m. and it's 7:30. I know those are two like cuss words, but I'm sorry. 7:30 and a.m. Yes. We're going to be meeting at a local park. Haven't decided exactly where, but a central park. We're going to CrossFit, and then we'll go to coffee afterwards or breakfast and hang out. What'd you say? Well, yeah, some of you are in school, some of you are homeschooled and have free time, and some of you have block scheduling. So if you're an FCAer, I'm sorry, you're probably not going to be in my group. But if you're a public school or homeschooler, you might be in my group. We're going to have fun.
Awesome. And then I am leading a small group on Tuesday nights at 6:30. We're playing basketball and coloring. We're not actually coloring because we need activities. We're not cool enough. Say that one more time. Hard in the paint. It's going to be super fun, though. Tuesdays at 6:30. It'll be led by me, and Roger Queen will also be there. So it's going to be dope. And April will be in Ariel's group over there. I've known her since she was a child. And so we are going to dismiss right now. I'm hilarious. So we're going to dismiss right now, but just before we do that, we're going to go and hang out at Bliss if you guys would like to join us afterwards. If you don't want to, you're too cool for us because we need activities, so we're going to go to Bliss. We're going to join, but if you're in high school and one of those small groups caught your attention, we're going to have all the small group leaders up here with a clipboard in there. You guys can grab yours real fast. You can come sign up for a small group if you know you can make that work this week. If not, think about it. We'll have this up here again next week and another chance to sign up because it starts the following week. It's going to be dope. We're dismissed, but if you're a high schooler and you think you want to be in that small group, come join it.